love. We're going to look at the love we ought to have in our lives and how we ought to show this love. Now, it's interesting, in the state that we are right now with everything going on, many people have become selfish and even more selfish than they were before. Those that have gone to the store lately, you've noticed some things that are missing from the shelves that normally you never even thought twice about buying. Most of the time you would go and buy this, you wouldn't even think twice. You looked at it. Which one should I buy? Well, what brand should I buy? And you had the option of buying the cheapest brand or the most expensive brand, but there was plenty of toilet paper. Now, it's not, do you want Angel Soft? It's now, it doesn't matter if it's the cheap, no-name little rolls that look as thick as a newspaper. You buy those because you need that item, and you buy whatever. But they've had to put limits on those things because people, instead of caring about others, start to care more about themselves, and the true nature of ourselves start to come out. And what happens is, if they didn't put a limit, and for a while they didn't, people were taking this more than they ever could use. I was reading one thing the other day. It said that some people bought enough toilet paper to last them 6 years. I'm not sure why people need 6 years of toilet paper. I understand we're in a day of uncertainties, and I understand those things, but we are not to have the spirit of fear. We're to trust God, trust Him, use our common sense, take the proper precautions, but always have love in our hearts and in our lives for one another. We have many, and some of us even struggle at times, of being very selfish. We're selfish people. That selfishness has to do with pride. Pride is the root of most of our sins. I think the biggest sin that we commit and do is that of pride. And we have pride in our lives. And because of that pride, we become very selfish and we care a lot about ourselves. Again, this is true in our day. If you look around and you see what's happening, people are really caring about themselves instead of others. I want us this morning to focus on switching that. As a believer, let us not be so concerned about ourselves, but let us become concerned about others. Let us have the love that God has in our hearts, and we have the love of Jesus in us. Let that love shine in and through us to others. Let's be a blessing and a help and show that Christian love during this time. 1 John chapter 3. I want us to look at verse 16 through verse number 19. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath the world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. Heavenly Father, we love You. And we thank You for Your precious word. We pray that we would just live out the lives that You would have us to live even in this time. And let us follow Your example, and let us love one another as we should. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Look again with me in verse number 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. How do we know the love of God? How do we know that God loves us? How do we know that? We perceive it because we know the love of God, because it's demonstrated to us. It is shown to us. I want us to first look at this thought this morning. If we're going to have the love God wants us to have in our lives, it has to be demonstrated. It has to be shown. How is the world going to perceive that we have love? How is the world going to know that we have love? Well, in a few minutes, we look at the verses. It says it's not just by words. It's by deed. How is this demonstrated? Well, how did God demonstrate His love toward us? Verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down We know in the book of John, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. How do we know God loves us? Because God gave his life for us. It's a sacrificial love. It's demonstrated in the sacrifice that he gave. What a great example. It's one that you're saying, preacher, we already know this. We know God loved us. That's why God sent his son Jesus to die for us. We know that he died, he rose, he offers the only way of salvation. We know this. But I think sometimes we forget the love that is involved in what God did for us. Oh, we know we love him because he first loved us. But we forget the greatness of God's love. What it cost him. How he demonstrated it. He demonstrated by giving his only begotten son. Now, some of us would say, well, preacher, I'm willing to die for someone. Well, I don't know about that. I know there might be a few. But most of us, again, are very selfish, and we can say that with our words. And we don't know till we actually are put into that circumstance what we're going to actually do. I trust and I hope that I would do that. But honestly, I do not know that till that time comes. But our attitude ought to be this. Our attitude ought to be, whatever I need to do for somebody, whatever I need to do to show the love of God, I'm going to take those actions in my life to demonstrate God's love to them. That means I have to go without something. I have to go without. I was told of a situation the other day of an individual in our church that was at the store and looking for toilet paper. And they went to the shelf of the to get toilet paper. And there was a little lady there, and she was trying to get it, and he handed her the one roll. And then there was another roll there, and that was his turn to grab it, and he went to grab it. And there was a little old man standing there with his eyes big, looking to get the toilet paper. This individual took that roll and handed it to that man. They went without toilet paper so that individual could have the toilet paper that is needed. That is love. That's love in action. That's showing that love, demonstrating it in our lives. We have opportunities throughout this time, and we don't know how long we're going to be in this time where we're kept to our homes and the soft shutdown and all the things that are taking place. We don't know, but even in this, we can still demonstrate and show sacrificial love for one another. I know we got to be careful how much interaction we have with others. But we have opportunity to make sure our neighbors don't have need. We can find out if they need some supplies, if they need some food, if they need some things. And you say, well, preacher, I only have a certain amount. I only have 20 boxes of mac and cheese in my house. I might suffer if we get rid of it. You know what? You can sacrifice and you can give the 20 boxes of mac and cheese to your neighbors. See, we got to look at ways that we can be a blessing and be a help to one another. Now, I said mac and cheese because that's another item. If you go to the stores, the only brands you can find of mac and cheese right now, unless you happen to be blessed and walk in right when they're loading it, is the organic, no taste kind. And so you got to be careful of that. So your kids may go on a diet without even knowing it. But let's be sacrificial in our giving. Let's be sacrificial in how we do things for one another. Let us show that love. I tell you, we can't even show the love that God showed us. But we can try to demonstrate it as close as we can. Because there's no greater love than what God did for us. But that's our example. That's what we ought to be striving for. That's what we ought to be doing in our lives. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 13. I want you to see this love. I know this is a love chapter. I know most of us know this chapter by heart, and at least most of it, the verses. But I want us to think about this in regards to love. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesied in part. Love. The love we are to demonstrate. The love that we are to show. This love, true godly love, never ceases. True sacrificial love never ceases. This love is a love that continues day in and day out. This is a love that ought to be demonstrated to us, not just a one-time act, but it's something that ought to be demonstrated to us every day of our lives. Let's show this love. We see the example of love, but I want you to see the compassion that's involved. Look at verse 17. We see the example, but let's look at the compassion that's involved. But whoso hath this world's good and sees his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, hath dwelt the love of God in him. I read this the other day. This person's illustration said this: darling, I love you. I climb the highest mountains for you. I'll swim the deepest stream for you. I'll fight a jungle of lions for you. And if it doesn't rain, I'll be over to see you tonight. Isn't it interesting how far we say we will go, but when it comes down to it, do we really truly show that love? Here it says that you have all that you need, and your brother has a need, but you do not even unlock your compassion. You don't even show your compassion. You get to a place that you really don't even care about others. Well, preacher, we would never get to that place. We would never get to that place that we don't care. We understand the example God given us, and we're going to follow that example. I trust we do. But not only do we need to look at the example of Christ, we need to look at our lives and make sure we have compassion. And we come to a place that we ask God to break us over the needs of others. We become hard. As we go through life, we become hard. We don't only become selfish, we become hard. How do we become hard? Well, we go through some trials. We go through some times of testing. We go through some hardships of ourselves. We go without some things in our lives. And we've been mistreated by others. We've been hurt by others. We've tried to help people in the past. And as we help people in the past, we've got burned in a sense. And so what has happened is we become so hard, we've lacked the compassion that we ought to have. We have this mindset. Oh, we see a person that has need. Well, they better just go get a job. Help. Who are they to ask? Who are they to let me know they have a need? I've struggled myself. They got 2 feet. They can go walk and go do something. And we get that type of mindset in our lives. Now, I understand we need not to enable people. I understand we need to be careful how we do things. I understand that. I truly do. But I believe we need to have compassion. We need to unlock the bowels of compassion in our lives. And we need to get to a place where we see someone that is hurting, that we hurt alongside them. That's showing love. You see, the example's given, but compassion needs to be there. When you hear about someone that lost their job even during this time, we ought to be mourning alongside them, hurting alongside them. They don't know how they're going to pay things. I understand there's some things coming down the pipeline and might be some help and stuff, but none of that's for sure. None of that's going to make up exactly for what has been done and what they're going to be losing. They don't know how they're going to pay their bills. They don't know how they're going to pay things. Now, they got to keep the faith and understand God's in control and God's going to take care of them, but we got to have compassion for them. We got to have compassion and say, hey, we have a neighbor that needs a little gas in their car so they can get to the grocery store. Let's put a little gas in the car. Let's have some compassion. Let's have some love today as we're going through this. Now, we have this mindset, well, we're the only ones going through this. Well, it's not true. It's never been true, and it certainly ain't true during this time. Yes, I used ain't. And it's not truly true during this time as well. Because, why? Everyone is struggling one way or another. Now, some people are able to keep more of a schedule, and they're able to keep more of their normal day-to-day because their jobs are essential. Now, I understand that that is a vague term, and it's been used, and some have used it a little too much and try to get away with certain things, and that's why I heard there's some more clarifications and things coming out, but we have to understand everyone is struggling one way or another during this time. And you and I need to have compassion for one another. Yes, it's nice for people to have compassion for us. But if I'm focused on someone else, all my problems are minor. Do you know there's always someone worse off than you are? I tell you, even when I've gone through some of the darkest times of my life and some of the hard things that we have faced as a family and as an individual and some of those things, there's always been someone else that is worse off than me. As I've gone through and as many of you have gone through times when you've struggled financially, there's always someone worse financially than you are. When you go through your cupboards and you don't have much food in your house, there's someone else that has less food than you do. As you go through and you're driving that old car, I mentioned before when Tanya and I first got married, Mrs. Kashner, our missionary, Keith Kashner, his mom, gave me a car. It was burnt orange and it was a boat. And it was not pretty looking. It even had a ding in the back where it was hit, and it did not look pretty, but it ran great. And she gave me that car, and I loved it because it gave us a second car and it met the need that we had, and it was a great blessing to have that car. But I tell you, sometimes I was like, maybe I park in the far parking lot so no one sees me driving this car. Because of that, well, one day I pulled in, and someone else pulled in, and they had no hood on the front of their car. They had all their windows had plastic around them because it must have broke glass or something. And I looked at them and says, my car's not that bad. You see, it's our perspective. It's how we look at it and realize there's always someone worse than we are. We have to have compassion for those. We got to ask God to break us and get us where a place where we're weeping and mourning and crying with one another, and we're there to help one another, and we're showing that love. We see the example, we see the compassion. But look with me in verse number 18. I want you to see it put to action. We see the example, we see the compassion, but we see the action. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You and I have met many individuals. They talk a good game. You ever met a person that isn't really living for God, but after talking to them for 5 minutes, you think they're the most spiritual person that ever walked the face of the earth? They know how to talk it. You ever talk to a person that has no money in their pocket, but after talking to them, you think they're a millionaire? You talk to someone that has never finished any education or any of those type of things, but you talk to them a few minutes, and they tell you how intelligent they are and how they developed this and that and that, and they never developed anything, but by the time you're done, you think they're the world's greatest individual? Talk is cheap. We can talk about helping people. We can talk about showing love. We can talk about how I'm going to love someone. We can say, well, I'm going to go today and I'm going to go do this for this person. And I can talk about it. Oh, I want to talk about it. But what does it say? It says we have to stop talking and we have to start doing. It has to be done. We can do all the lip service we want to do. But love not just in word. Love not just in the tongue. But in deed and in truth. Go and do it. Do the action. This week, remember the example God gives us. Ask God to give you compassion. But ask God to cause you and give you the know-how, the strength, the ability to go and show this love. Put it into action this week. Put it in action with your kids this week. For many, this is trying times, not just because of the economy, not just because of jobs, not just because of that. It's because of no school. It is trying times for many individuals. Those that never had a dream to homeschool are now going to be homeschooling. There was a meeting just the other day in the city of Napa, and it was on Facebook and on different things. And basically, they said they can't say yes or no 100%, but basically, they said they're not sure if the kids are going to be going back to school. Well, that means mamas and dads that are home are now going to become teachers. Some of you said, well, I love my kids, but that's why I have them in school, because I can get rid of them for a few hours. You're not going to have that choice. You're going to get to set up a desk in your bedroom, in the different parts of your room, and that's going to become their classroom. And you're going to have to separate the kids, because you know if they're all together in the same room, they're not going to get anything accomplished. And now you're going to get your exercise program, because you're going to be walking from this room to this room to this room all the way around. It's going to be some trouble and some things that you're going to face as you're trying to take on this new role of homeschooling. There's some trials that come. But when you're going through this, your kids need to see love. Your kids need to see in action. You talk how you're a Christian saved by the blood of the Lamb. You talk about how you have the joy of Jesus in you. But let me ask you, we're all guilty of this. Do our kids always see that joy in us? Do they see that love in us, in our action? Because as you're tired, and you're tired of trying to learn their math. And for some, you have the wonderful new math that hopefully they get rid of sometime. And you have to make all these little blocks and all these little things that make no sense. Just go back to the old math. But you have to learn this. And you're ready to throw the book out the window. Remember this. Your kids need to see your words in action. They need to see love in action. They need to see what you're talking about. As you're stressed about something, don't take it out on your kids. Again, we're all guilty of that at times. But show love towards your kids. Children, yeah, you're not getting away with anything. You need to show love in action to your parents. But most importantly, if you have siblings, to your brothers and your sisters. You need to have a little more patience for them. Love is patient. Love is kind. And we need to show that. And show that love. Show that patience. Look for ways that you can be a helper around the house. Try to do some things without being told to do it. Show that love. You see, we got to put that love in action. When you and I go out and about, now hopefully you're obeying and you're going to your essential job, or you're going to the essential store that you need to go to, and you get what you need and you come back. But as you do those things, you're going to come across people, hopefully 6 feet apart, but you're going to come across people. Put love into action. You can stand 6 feet apart from someone and say, hey, do you have a need? Do you need something? As I gave that illustration of the person with the toilet paper, hey, if someone needs toilet paper and that's the last roll, give that toilet paper to them. You're not going to go without. Be faithful to the Lord, and He'll be faithful to you. Love. Love is something we ought to show in our lives. But love also shows something. Look at verse 19. We see the example, we see the compassion, we see the action. But look at verse number 19. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. What do we see in verse 19? We see God's love is shown in and through us. If we are demonstrating this love the way we should, it shows who we belong to. Who's controlling us? You see, when you and I received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we became the children of God. And when we became the children of God, the Bible tells us what? The truth, Jesus Christ, did what? Comes and indwells within us. And if we have the truth of Jesus Christ in us, what does the Bible tell us? That we ought to demonstrate and show who we belong to. And if we show this love that's talked about 1 John 3, and we're showing this love, it will demonstrate that we belong to Jesus. There are a lot of people in our world today that claim to be a Christian. But you look at their life. Now, I understand it's a decision that they had to make. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not for me to judge. It's not for me to say that person is saved or not saved. But I'm saying this. There are many people who claim to be a Christian who are not showing the love of God. And we all have to work on this. Because I want to identify with my Savior. And the way that I identify with my Savior is by showing this type of love. I need to work on it. All of us need to work on it in our lives. And we need to really try to show this love. My job in my life is to point people to the Savior, not away from the Savior. And when we do that, it changes a lot how we live and what we do. Because if I'm at the store and I push someone out of my way to get the last roll of toilet paper, and they look up and they see, oh, that's that guy, that's that pastor of that church over there. I've seen his picture on the back of some of those track things. Wow, that's real love. Or someone you've witnessed to for many years that you haven't seen in many years. You bump into them and you take the last item of this or that. How does that show love? Does that point people to the Savior or people away from the Savior? When you're out and about driving your car and you're in your hurry to get from point A to point B and you cut someone off, does that show the love of God? Let us demonstrate and truly show this Christian love. We're to love our brother. We're to love our neighbors. We're to even love our enemies. We're to show love one to another. Let's look at ways of showing this love. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your precious word, and we thank you for this time we've had this morning. Hasn't been long, just a simple message, but Lord, I believe with a great amount of truth that we can take and apply to our hearts and to our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Brother Jamie's going to come and lead us in a psalm. As we sing this song, I know you're at home, but maybe God's worked in your heart some way. Why don't you just take a moment in your on your couch or in the chair you're sitting in, and just take a minute and go before God. First and foremost, make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. If you're watching this, I want to just say this. God loved you. God died for you. And He rose again that third day to offer the only way of salvation. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. For by grace is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the only way of salvation. Man cannot get to heaven, man cannot have their sins forgiven any other way but by Jesus Christ. It has to be in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. Jesus was crucified, His blood was shed, and He rose again the third day to offer the only way. And the Bible says that each of us must personally call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Believer, do you have this love, this compassion? We know our example. We know that we need to ask God to give us a compassionate heart, but we need to put it into action. And as we put it into action, it shows who we belong to. Let the love of God shine in and through you.